Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. Today we have three stories for you. All of them are written by donor-conceived individuals. And our first story is actually a poem. It's entitled 10:22 PM. It's 10:22 PM. My head is spinning. I often wonder if your head is too. It's now 10:23. I figured out your name. But do you know me? The clock has hit 10:25. Honestly, I don't know what to do when Google is all that has kept my hope alive. Finally, it's midnight. My heart is exploding, shredding from the fright. Will tonight be the night? It's 3 a.m. now. The message was sent, and I feel as though I put the hatred into my own head. This man doesn't know me. I'm a product, and that's all. All I can do is hope and hope, and maybe one day his high and mighty opinion will fall. I don't want a father. But most importantly, I don't want to be a bother. Is a conversation going to kill you? After all, you're the only person I've ever wished I genuinely and deeply knew. Not as a parent, not as a dad, but as someone who is my branch, the other half. So sorry to send the message. So sorry to break the peace. But I will never apologize for putting my own mind at ease. So long and farewell. Maybe you hope I go to hell. But I will always, always wish you well. Our second story is entitled, I'm Not Your Real Father. The words, I'm not your real father, will haunt me for the rest of my life. At just 18 and a half, my life was turned upside down. Not only did I lose what security and balance I had in my life, but I lost a piece of me. And my mind instantly went to a family that I never knew I had. Most donor-conceived children either are told when they are young, or can notice small differences between them and other family members, and feel left out and lost their entire lives. Surprisingly, I never felt this way. My mother and my father both looked like me. I had my dad's complexion more than my mother's. We both had the same interests, traits, and hobbies. Once I found out, I not only felt betrayed and stupid that I never noticed, but I lost who I was as a person. It took me a long time to notice how much it affected my everyday life. Being 18 and trying to figure out who you are is a task in itself, let alone trying to work out who the other half of yourself and family could be. Suddenly, I felt like I was missing something in my life, something I never knew I had. Trying to figure out who I was has been, and will most likely be, the hardest thing I will ever have to do. Not knowing who half of yourself is terrifying. It's like trying to put together a puzzle with missing pieces. I second-guessed everything I did and do, wondering if that's what my biological dad would do in that situation. I've read so many stories, and I'm forever wondering whether or not to meet this mystery man who gave me life. If I want to confront my parents and make them feel like they were never enough, or try to find out who I am in order to give my life some peace. And our last story for today is entitled, Regarding, Should I Go Down This Road? I understand your worries. I am the child of a heterosexual couple, conceived using a donor. I have always been beyond curious about my donor, but I would not say this came from a feeling of needing more love. The only reason I have ever been curious about the donor was because the more I know about him, the more I know about myself, what I look like, and the countries I originated from, or even my medical history. My best advice is to be very open about it. Don't lie to your children. They will not treat their father, your husband, as anything besides their father, as long as you explain to them that they were conceived with a donor when they are very, very young. My parents were always open about it, and my father, my mother's husband, is my father, and I love him more than anything. I just have a man that helped to create me biologically. No matter how much I want to know about my biological father, I will always love my non-biological father infinitely, because he has raised me and loved me, and he is my dad. Also, aid your children in their curiosity. If you lie to them about who their biological parent is, or don't help them explore their curiosity, they will resent you. Also, be open-minded when it comes to donor half-siblings. I recommend signing up on the donor sibling registry once your child is born, because it really is incredible to meet your half-siblings from the donor. Don't feel threatened by the siblings. The relationships between them are more life friendships. They just share their DNA and a mystery man. Good luck, and all the best wishes. And those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank you guys for writing in, for being incredibly brave to share your stories with us. Keep that up. We always love hearing from you. I will see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project.